something about Alaska, and he seemed pretty excited about that.
A young couple from Colorado are here to teach at Klukwan School, and a future governor's picnic could finally be held in the Upper Lincoln Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara McNell. That news and more up next. Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday night. In the regular assembly meeting, the group faces two resolutions on the agenda that are steps in adding two recall questions to the October ballot for two assembly members as a result of two voter petitions. The resolutions are written under the consent agenda, which means they're passed with the approval of the consent agenda at the beginning of the meeting, unless an assembly member requests to consider it separately. The assembly also considers adding another question to the general election ballot, asking Haynes voters how they feel about funding of a community center and recreation facility. The Haynesboro meets in its regular meeting on Tuesday, August 23rd at 6:30 p.m. in assembly chambers. Skagway, Haynes, and Klukwan residents won't be too surprised, but other Southeast residents may not have seen it coming. The Fast Ferry Fairweather, which was frequently canceled for one mechanical reason or another when it ran locally, will be out of service until early September. The ship's been tied up in Juneau since a small oil leak caused a sheen and was discovered Thursday evening in one of its four water jets, which power the ship. Officials hope to weld a temporary patch and return to service by Thursday. Further repairs would have taken place during a scheduled October overhaul. But Captain Mike Newsell, who runs the ferry system, says that won't work.
Now the plan is really to do the ultimate plan, which is take the vessel to Ketchikan, dry dock it, remove the water jet, and repair it outside the vessel with a factory-approved permanent repair, which does involve welding and grinding back to original specifications, basically not just welding a plate over the pinhole that's in there.
Newsell says the Juneau-based Fairweather will be out until September 3rd. Ferry staff are looking at alternatives for Sitka, which gets five sailings a week. One option would be to add staff, several who are based in the Upper Lincoln Canal, to the ferry LeConte, so it could run a longer schedule. They're also considering options for its two weekly Petersburg sailings, which have attracted less traffic. The Fairweather will sail to Ketchikan's Alaska ship and dry dock under its own power. Newsell says it can operate on three engines.
Obviously, we can't be leaking oil the whole way down there, and if there's oil in the system and it's pressurized, it's going to leak. So basically, we got to vacate all the oil out of that system and not operate that number four engine on the way down to Ketchikan to get it to the dry dock.
He says about 5 quarts of oil leaked last week before the hole was discovered. It was cleaned up. Newsell says the leak is not connected to ongoing engine problems that threaten to sideline the Fairweather and its sister ship, the Chiniga. Those problems are the subject of a lawsuit against the engine manufacturer and shipbuilder. The fast ferries each carry up to 250 passengers and 36 vehicles. Klukwan kids don't get a whole lot of new faces when school starts every year. They pretty much grew up with their classmates and already know them like family, or are family, by the time they reach school age. This year's going to be a little different. There are two new additions to Klukwan School that everyone's going to want to know about.
My name is Amanda Henderson, and I'm the elementary teacher over at Klukwan School.
And I am Benjamin Henderson, and I am the middle school, high school teacher at Klukwan School.
Every student at Klukwan School will be getting to know a new teacher this year because, well, there are only two teachers at Klukwan School.
We're really happy to be here. And
very excited. The community's been so welcoming already.
Ben and Mandy Henderson just moved to Klukwan from Colorado, where they each grew up. Klukwan is kind